Hey, it's Christian from the Work From Anywhere podcast. Today I'm coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and I just flew over here from Denver this morning. And you know how some people have travel days and it's like they just don't get anything done and it disrupts their life? Well, for me, a travel day is the opposite. It puts me into this like hyper speed in work where I get so much done, because what I do is I pull up my laptop at the airport and I only have a certain amount of time before the flight takes off. And so I get as much done as I can. And then I get on the flight and I have 2.5 hours and I have to get everything done. So I actually prepare all my work ahead of time. I put it right in front of me. And when I get on that flight, I just go into this crazed rage of work and I get so much done. It's crazy. So I got like 2 weeks worth of work done today. I did a lot of the hard tasks that don't get done unless there's pressure. But that's not what I want to talk about today. Today I want to talk about getting paid. So the topic of today's podcast is strategy gets you paid. Let's jump into it.
You're about to be introduced to a group of fly-under-the-radar marketers who you've probably never heard of, living life on their own terms, working from anywhere in the world. While others live to work, we work to live. We reject the status quo, the cubicle, and the morning rush hour. We don't allow a boss to tell us how to live our lives. Instead of waiting until we're old and gray, we're spreading our retirements out over the next 60 years to enjoy the prime years of our lives. We can work from anywhere with a laptop and an internet connection. We do things differently. We work smart instead of hard. We don't trade time for money. We trade results and impact. If you had asked your parents or a college advisor if what we're doing is possible, they'd shake their heads. Yet, we're doing it every day, from cafes on the beaches of Bali, mountain chalets in the mountains of Colorado, and jungle apartments in Colombia. And we're making more money than we'd ever make in a full-time job. This podcast is about one question. How do you use the power of marketing to build a life you don't need a vacation from, where you can work from anywhere in the world? If you want the answer, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit christianmartin.org/podcast. Here's Christian.
So on this podcast, I like to talk about things that are going on in my life. And a lot of time that's things that are happening with clients or prospects or my own business or my students' businesses, things like that. But today I want to talk about how you can do a better job of getting yourself paid. So there's this woman who keeps reaching out to me asking for a job. And I actually very much applaud her persistence. Just from continually being in contact, I finally asked her what her rate was. I haven't had a position for her, but she keeps reaching out and this person has persistence. I know that they would be a hard worker because not a lot of people email me that many times asking for a job. So I'm like, okay, let's figure out what your rate is and see if I have anything for you. So they emailed me back and the rate was pretty high, which is fine. It just depends what they can do for me, right? But in this email, she emailed me back and she said, my rate is this many dollars an hour. But she didn't say my rate. She said the investment is $45 an hour to work with me. So that's the investment. And somebody probably taught her to do this, to position her fee as an investment. And at first glance, that's a really good idea, right? When you're talking to a client, you want the money they give you to be an investment in their business, right? So if she said, this is what I'm going to do for your business, this is the results you're going to get, and this is the investment to get that result, that would make a lot of sense, right? And I would say, oh, maybe I should make that investment because there's a return on that investment. But that's not what she said. She said, here are my skills, and here's the investment to work with me. I don't want to invest in working with her, though, do I? Because what does that do for me? It's very unclear what that does for me. She didn't reach out to me and say, here's 5 things I can do to help you grow your business, to bring in more revenue or cut your costs. All she said was, here's what I can do. Here's the investment to work with me. So here's something I want to make very clear. Business owners invest in results. And one of the best investments they can make is in human resources that produce results. So they will invest in people if they know that those people can produce results. Now, I want to teach you a little trick, okay? If you come to a business and you don't know what you can do for them, they'll still invest with you if they know what result they can get by putting you to work. But what they're going to do is buy up your time. Now, if you come to a business with a strategy and a proven result and you say, hey, I just worked with these 5 other businesses. I got them this very specific result. Would you like to invest to get the same result? You're going to be able to charge a lot more money because you're getting paid for the strategy. You're getting paid to know what to do. So this woman who came to me today, she didn't know what to do. All she's saying is, here's the skills, you can buy my time. Now, I'm going to pay somebody like that a lot less money than somebody who comes to me and says, I know exactly how to increase your revenues by 20%. They can charge a lot more money. And that's what we teach in the Work for Money Anywhere program. We teach marketing strategy. And that's the difference between outsourcing a task overseas for, I don't know, 10 bucks an hour and charging businesses thousands of dollars a month. It's having a proper strategy in place that gets results. Without that strategy, you cannot charge very much money. So in the program, we teach people to go out there and get a trial client and then get results for that trial client and turn that into a case study and then go to another business and say, hey, I got these results for another business. Would you like to invest to get these same results? And what is that business doing? They're investing to get a result. They're not investing for your time, okay? That's a bad way to position yourself. So we can go to a new business and we can say, hey, I got my last client 10 new clients at $2,000 a piece. It added $20,000 to their bottom line last month. I've done this plenty of times before. The investment is $2,000 a month to get that same result. And you can say, hey, listen, I can never be certain exactly what results the marketing is going to bring, but I can tell you my last client got these results. Okay. But if I went to that same client and I said, hey, yeah, I've worked with people in your industry. You can invest in me and I'll set up your ads. I'll tweak some settings in Ad Manager. I'll write some words on paper for your copy. And I never, ever talked about what this would actually do for them, what result they would get. Then they're going to look at that as a cost, aren't they? And people don't like to increase their costs, okay? So in this instance, I'm doing the thing, but I'm not providing strategy. The business owner is going to have to provide the strategy. As a result, I will not get paid for it because they have to incur that cost on their own coming up with strategy. So the way for you to get paid more, whether you're going out there and you're trying to get a job or you're trying to get a client, is to come up with an effective strategy to get results. So I remember one of the first marketing director jobs I got. It was with a software company, and they asked for resumes. They asked people to apply for their job. And you know what I did? I said, screw that. Everyone is applying for that job. I'm not going to apply for that job. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put together a strategy. And I put together a two-page strategy, and I sent it over. I said, here's 10 things we're going to do to grow your business. Now, do you think I got the job? Well, here's the thing. I slept through the interview. I did not even show up to the interview. And I emailed him. I said, hey, I'm really sorry I missed the interview. And he said, can you be honest and tell me why you missed it? And I said, yeah, to be honest, I slept through it. And that doesn't usually happen to me, but my alarm didn't go off and it was this freak accident thing. And he said, you know what? I appreciate you being honest. Let's jump on a call. Guess what? I got that client. I worked with them for 2 years. We went from zero to $300,000 a month with that strategy. So your job, if you want to get paid a lot of money, is to be a strategist and then know how to implement that strategy. Okay. You reach out to business owners and you try and sell your time or these tactics that you're going to do for business owners. You are a commodity and they can replace you with anyone else in the marketplace. So this woman that reached out to me, she tells me her skills, how much she charges. Guess what? She's a commodity. I can go out there and I can buy anyone else's time that has those skills for cheaper than that dollar amount. Now, I don't know why people don't reach out. People email me all the time asking for jobs. No one has ever emailed me, not even once, to say, hey, here's five things I think would help you grow your company. Now, James Altucher talks about this a lot. I haven't read him in a couple of years, but I know back in the day I used to read him, and he would say, just email business owners and give them 10 things that would improve their business and don't ask for anything in return. So if you start thinking like this, start thinking like a strategist, and start selling results instead of your time. Number one, you're not trading time for money. Number two, you're going to get paid a lot more, okay? So I'll give you a couple more examples. Let's talk about a ghostwriter. Say a ghostwriter goes out there and they get clients. They probably get paid a decent wage, right? They get paid for their time. And a client will hire them if they need somebody to write their book for them, okay? Now, compare that to a book launch specialist. Now, if you go out there and you find the book launch specialist, sometimes these people are multimillionaires. And it's because they'll do things like help you market your book to become a bestseller and bring you a flood of new clients. Now, they might provide ghostwriting as part of the service, but they are providing a strategy to achieve a specific outcome. So you see the difference? One person will be a ghostwriter. The other person will help you get your desired result. So let's take another common example. People that sell their time and often complain that they don't get paid enough and they're underappreciated. Web designers. This is a big one because web designers, they are very talented people. And I think the skill they have is very valuable, but a lot of them don't know how to market themselves. They don't know what they're selling. So most web designers don't get paid very much. And the problem is they sell the thing. They sell the design. Now, compare that to a conversion optimization specialist for e-commerce stores doing over $1 million a year. It's a very specific skill set and a specific market. Now, this person is also like a web designer. They redesign a web page, but instead of selling, I'm a good designer, and making themselves into a commodity, they might sell a 10% increase in sales. They might say, hey, I can come in, I can redesign your website, and based on my last couple of clients, I'm guessing you're going to get about a 10% increase in sales. Now, if this is $1 million a year company, that's $100,000 increase. That's the result this designer is selling. Now, that could be worth tens of thousands of dollars to that web designer. Whereas if they just went out and said, hey, I'm a web designer, I can make you a pretty website, how much are they going to be able to sell it for? Not very much. So when you start charging for results, instead of being a commodity who can be replaced by any other web designer in the world, or any other marketer in the world, or any other graphic designer in the world, you're going to get a lot better results, you're going to have better clients, you're going to have a lot more fun in business. So I urge you, develop a strategy for a specific niche, and then sell your strategy and the implementation of that strategy. Do not sell your time. Do not go to a company and say, hey, will you please hire me? Here's what I do. Go to a company and say, hey, will you please hire me? Here's what I can do for you. That's the difference, and that's how you're going to get clients. If you want to learn more about this, check out the free webinar, christianmartin.org/free. We show you how to sell an end result. That's all for now. See you next episode.
How do you use the power of marketing to build a life you don't need a vacation from, where you can work from anywhere in the world? If you want the answer, subscribe to the podcast and leave a review now. If you want it faster, visit christianmartin.org/podcast. See you next episode.